Communities in rural northern West Virginia towns are still cleaning up from and coping with the effects of flash flooding in July. A state of emergency was declared in 8 counties. Hundred, a small town in Wetzel County, was among the hardest hit. Edward Wade says he's never experienced anything in his 72 years like the waters that swept into his mobile home at 2 in the morning, July 30th.
When the girls got out, that was my main concern for them to go. Mm-hmm. I wasn't worried about myself. I stayed right there, boys. They couldn't get to me.
He sat in water up to his chest until morning. For the past 30 years, Edward and his immediate family lived on the edge of Hundred in a small trailer court along the West Virginia Fork Fish Creek. It's 20 minutes from anywhere to get to the town of about 200 people along twisting, winding ridges and hollows. While most of the town has been cleared of debris by volunteers and the National Guard, plastic debris and mud still clings high in the trees around the creek, a stark reminder of how violent this small tributary can rapidly become.
They won't get me back along the creek. I'm done.
Yes.
When I stayed in there and the water up like that, my leopard stayed on. I'm done.
Edward says looters have already tried to strip his abandoned mobile home of wires and electrical boxes. He and his stepdaughters just moved into a nearby home that a relative doesn't occupy anymore. They're hoping to eventually buy the small house, but are happy to have a clean, dry place to live for now. Not everyone has been as lucky. Hundred High School is still a base camp for relief supplies and food more than a week after the latest flood swept through town. Though volunteers are beginning to move supplies to a nearby business so that school can resume on time later this month. 13-year-old Madeline Ben Sayoc is one such volunteer. Her family has a contracting business in Hundred that took a major hit. They estimate they've taken $300,000 in damage. Madeline isn't fazed.
People went through worse stuff than we did, so yeah. I guess we were lucky that we only lost so much.
What did people go through that was worse than what you did?
There was two houses that completely washed away. Like, some of the kids that I was watching the other day, because their parents had to go out and, like, get new shoes and stuff. This little boy, he had nothing but, like, a t-shirt and a diaper on because his whole room washed, like, out. He had nothing.
Madeline's mom, Beverly Van Sayak, is the guidance counselor at the high school, but she's taken over managing flood relief communications. They've tallied 7,000 hours of volunteer labor and thousands of meals served to residents so far. They're feeding fewer people at this point, but she says area churches will take turns cooking and serving meals at the 100 United Methodist Church from 1 to 4 p.m. daily until there's no longer a need. Beverly was able to meet with relief organizers from Richwood in the immediate aftermath of the flood to learn how people coped with the flood that hit West Virginia in June of 2016.
They went through the whole process with us, and that was the most helpful thing anyone could have done for us.
Beverly hasn't been home but for 3 or 4 nights since the flood.
I'm sure when this whole thing is over, everybody's just going to crash, you know.
When do you think it's going to be over?
Richwood is in at 14 months right now. And they're still in recovery. So it's going to be a long time. Our families, we have some families who have very little financial means. And I don't know that they're ever going to recover.
Beverly says Hundred is looking to other recovery examples the state saw last summer. Tiny houses and best practices to get the most help possible from FEMA. But she says one of the hardest lessons learned after the flooding in June 2016 was that if you're poor, you can't expect much financial help.
They don't own their land. They don't own their trailers. When FEMA comes in, they're going to give them maybe a couple $100 for their personal items that they've lost. This isn't, people think, oh, FEMA's going to come in and it's going to be your savior. FEMA's not going to be their savior. They don't own anything, you know? And these people lost literally everything they own. Everything.
Beverly reports 40 or 50 homes were lost or severely damaged. Families are homeless and without vehicles. Some are simply refusing to leave their waterlogged homes.
We're having a hard time getting some of the residents to understand all the health issues they're going to have as a result of being in there.
The town's fire department lost 4 emergency fire vehicles and an ambulance, as well as 4 personal vehicles during rescue operations. The town also lost its garbage truck. The water system was flooded, many mains burst, and the whole service area remains under a boil order. Hundreds Only Grocery Store did just have a new kitchen donated, but Beverly says it's not likely to reopen for months. Still, there's hope for revitalization. Madeline says the flood introduced her to the more human side of her town.
I didn't know like so many people actually cared, because a lot of the people around here, all they care about is drugs, and so many people like came out of the woodwork to come out and help.
Donations are still being accepted at 100 High School and at Union Bank, as well as online. Surplus donations are being forwarded on to Mannington, which is also still in recovery. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in 100.